Today's daf is daf Nun Dalet, and we just got finished getting a real boot in the rear from Bruria for not saying our learning aloud enough. Okay, so we're up to now the second Ma'amar, Tana. This is the fourth line, right at the beginning. Tana. Talmid echad haya l'Rabbi Eliezer shehaya shoneh b'lachash. There was one Talmid that used to always learn without making any sounds. And le'achar shalosh shanim shachach talmudo. After 3 years of work, he forgot everything he learned because he hadn't said it out. Tana talmid echad haya lo l'Rabbi Eliezer shenitchayev sireifa l'makom. Amru hanichu lo sh'adam gadol shimesh. There was a certain Talmud that really was chayev min ha'shamayim to be burned up, but he survived because they said in the Shemayim, you know, listen, he's got such a fantastic Rebbe, leave him. I mean, he was mishamish, and some of the Marsha says this might have been the same Talmud. He was chayev sireifa l'makom for not having learned properly and wasting all of that Torah that it all went up in after three years. It says somebody is shochiach davar echad mitalmuda, he's chayev anafshei. In any event, the other approach would be that even though Rabbi Eliezer was so great that he was able to save someone who was chayev sreifa l'makom, he wasn't capable of saving a guy who didn't learn properly. There's nothing I can do for you. I do my best, but it's up to you to do this properly. Omalei Shmuel l'Rabbi Yehuda, shinina p'tach pumech kori, p'tach pumech toni, open up your mouth when you're reading the Torah, open up your mouth when you're saying over Mishnayot, so that the pasuk, we want the Torah to be miskayim biyadcha, and then the pasuk that says that's only mikuyam on someone who actually has a kiyam of Torah, not somebody who has simply learned Torah. How do we see this? We know that they're chayim. Ah, but here's the chayim em lemotzeihem. Lemotzeihem, the parsha speaks for those who find them. So people who discover divrei Torah, but we darshan, altikri lemotzeihem, for those who have found Torah, ela lemotzeihem, those who get the divrei Torah out of their mouth, lemotzeihem, bepeh. So it's very different to secular learning, in which it's, the concept is in there. Over here it needs to be, as Bruria said, alucha b'chol u'shmura, it's part of your very structure of your body. Another thing that Shmuel said, Rav Yehuda, we know he used to call Rav Yehuda Shinina, Sharpie. And he told him, listen, chatof yechol, chatof ishti. You know, you're running through this world, you gotta understand this world is a smorgasbord. And you grab what you can while you can get it. Don't think it's gonna be, you ever see people in a smorgasbord? It's worth going to New York to watch a smorgasbord just to understand this Gemara. I mean, or you can see those old TV programs where they give a guy, you know, 5 minutes to whatever he can get in the supermarket and he goes running around them. You know. That's exactly what the world is. The Amadaz Lina Mineki Luladami. The world that we're in the process of leaving, nice way to look at life, is a smorgasbord. And basically, whatever you can get, that's what you're going to have. So don't sit around lazing around. If there's something good to eat, eat it. If there's a good sugya to learn, learn it. But grab it all. Omele is certainly a fantastic attitude about life. You know, just got to get it every last bit that you can. Omele Rav L'Rabam Nuna B'ni, Yim Yesh L'Chai Teiv L'Chai. Let me tell you something. If you got some cash, spend it. Enjoy it. She'ein B'Sha'ol Ta'anug. There ain't going to be any pleasures in the grave. Ve'ein L'Mavit Yitma'a Me'ah. There's no delaying death. You're not going to buy your way out of it. You have no point in saving your money. Ve'im Tomar. So what are you going to say? Oh, I want to leave a little bit for my kids. Aniach Levanai Chok. Somebody's going to tell you in the grave that your kids didn't blow all your money. What's the point? They'll take the money that you saved up your whole life that you didn't want to go on that cruise with. And they'll say, listen, why don't we invest it all in a new TV system? So who's going to let you know what to do with it? Anyway, Bnei Adam Domim Le'isvei Hasada. You should know that human beings are basically like plants that spring up. Halolo no tzitzin, halolo no vlim. Some of them, as they grow, if they manage, then whatever they are grows around them. They manage on their own somehow. They end up making their own businesses, getting their own ideas. You don't have to worry about them. And the other ones, doesn't matter what you do. You can water them as much as you want. They're just some kind of people that are just lo yutzlach. They're just going to be novel. So there's not much point in collecting money to leave to your kids. Omri Yeshua ben Levi. And this is, of course, a perfect ma'amar for Ben Levi. Hamahaleh baderech ve'enimo leviyah. Somebody who's going along the road doesn't have any Levi. Yasok b'torah. Then you should have the Torah as your milava. Shinemar ki leviyat chenhim. So divrei Torah are a beautiful leviyah. It's a beautiful escort. Chash b'rosho. If you get a migraine, yasok b'torah. Just learn more. Shinemar ki leviyat chenhim l'roshecha. Chash b'grono, your throat hurts. Learn. Yasok b'torah. Shinemar va'anakim l'gargarotecha. They are necklaces around your throat. Chash b'meyav, you have a stomachache. Yasok b'torah. Shinemar rifot ilishorecha. They are rifuot for your navel. Chash b'atzmotav, your whole body is aching. Yasok b'torah. Shinemar vishiku. It's a good drink to get your bones moving. Chashkecho gufo, your muscles hurt, your joints hurt. Yasar b'torah. Shenamar l'chol b'saro marpe. The Torah is for your entire body a marpe. Look how differently HaKadosh Baruch Hu's behavior is, for, or mode of behavior is, from the mode of behavior of a human being. They're very limited. You get a doctor, and you get a company, and they develop a particular medication. So Adam notin nisam l'chaveiro. So it's good for some people, bad for other people. It has to be very, very specific. L'ze yafeh, l'ze kasheh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu ain't okay. When he gives out sam, he gives out a marpe. Natan Torah l'Yisrael, sam chayim l'chol gufo. It's good for anything that ails you. Sh'nemar l'chol b'sarot ma'om rabami. Ma'idachziv ki na'im. What is the meaning of referring to Divrei Torah as very sweet, but ki tishmerein bevitnecha? Yikonenu yagdava sifatecha. How do we understand that? Ematai Divrei Torah ni'imin. When is Divrei Torah really sweet? As much tishmerein bevitnecha. When you have them clean up, to keep them in your belly, that you've already understood them, they become part of you, you've digested them, they're not going to be forgotten. When is that? Ematai tishmerein bevitnecha. How do you get that done? Continues the pasuk. Bizman continues. Yikonenu yagdava sifatecha. When you have them set up properly and organized, yichonu is Rashi's sidurim. To be mechunan, to be well based, is you have them set up, you have a way in which you say them over, that they stick together, it makes sense, then you'll absorb them. Rabbi Zeira Amar Mehocha, there's another pasuk for that, says Rabbi Zeira. It says, simcha le'ish b'ma'ane piv, v'davar b'yito ma'tov. So first of all, it says, ematai simcha le'ish. When does a person feel happiness in what he's learned? Bizman shima'ane b'piv, when he's got the right answer. Somebody asks him something, he gives you an answer. Lishna'achrina, ematai simcha le'ish b'ma'ane piv, or the others say what Rabbi Zeira says, when does a person feel that what he says makes sense? Bizman shedavar b'yito matov, when he can respond to the situation as required. So you'll give a drasha Pesach for Pesach. That not just has his stock little speeches that he says when he gets out. Sumzak. Reb Yitzchak Bar Meyocha. Ki karov elecha hadavar maod b'ficha u'bilvavcha la'asoto. Ematai karov elecha. When do we feel that the Divrei Torah are connected? Bizman shebipicha u'bilvavcha la'asoto. Only when you are able to respond verbally, articulate, and then it becomes part of the way you look at things. Rav Amar Meyocha. Ta'avat libo natatalo. The ta'avat libo is the areshet sifatav b'manata selam. So ematai ta'avat libo natatalo. When is it that you give a man what he really desires in his learning? Bizman she'areshet sifatav b'manata selam. When the movement of his lips you never prevent. So he's always able to speak out and articulate his Divrei Torah. Rav Rami. Ktiv ta'avat libo natatalo. Rav says it seems to be a contradiction. On the one hand we say that the ta'ava is libo. We say something is the libo. It means it's all, you know, it's not oral, it's in his heart. On the other hand, it says, Arechet sifatav b'manat aselam. So which one is it? Well, the truth is that if it's zachav, a person has a mazel in terms of what he's done, and he's been zocher. So then fine, it's what it is in his heart, as soon as he has that desire, natatalo. But if it's lo zachav, it's a person who's got to work his head off in order to be zocher, and it's not just what he has inside and he understands it right away and so on, then einachinami, he's going to have to work, but areshet sfatav b'manatasela, the gradual work that he does in the articulation, eventually it penetrates. There are people who are zocher right away. Tana Devei Reb Lozer Ben Yaakov, kol makom shenemar, netzach, tzela va'ed, ein lo hefsek olamit. It's clear from the psukim by context that the words netzach that we find often appearing in Tehillim, or tzela, it's not clear what that means, or va'ed, but whatever the three words mean, they certainly refer to something that lasts forever. How do we see this? Netzach, because in context of ki lo le'olam ariv, v'lo la'netzach ektsov, so it's clear that netzach here is a synonym for le'olam. Tzela, there too it says, Kasher Shamanu Kenu Ainu, Be'ir Hashem Tzvakot, Be'ir Elokeinu, Elokim Yechonenea, Ad Olam Sela. So apparently Olam and Sela go hand in hand as well, just as Netzach and Sela does. Va'ed, it says Hashem Yimlov, Lo'olam, Va'ed. So Va'ed is also connected to Lo'olam. So if we ever have a sense of Lo'olam, it means as long as the universe exists. Omer Rabbi Elazar. Yeah?
Rabbi doesn't like this.
Oh, man.
Phrases in the seal, have the
Of course I don't like it. First of all, you're not supposed to say more than one amen. There's all kinds of horrible things the Gemara says about a guy who says more than one amen. And there's not, you know, all of these little things. I mean, you know what they're like? A guy gathers a bunch of jokes in a joke book. He says, why bother telling a joke? I'll just say all the list of the punchlines. But it's absolutely absurd. You know, I'm going to give a guy a bunch of punchlines without any kind of context. But the punchline was great when they said it. And everybody was laughing. So let me repeat. What kind of crazy thing is that? I'm don't go, but I think the same thing is true about these collections of psukim that we say. It makes me absolutely crazy. Take a pasuk out of context. You take another pasuk, it's similar, out of context. Put it next to it. It's the same kind of pasuk. Throw them all together and make a tefillah out of it to start your sleeveless with. It's mind-boggling. You know, what can I say? People say it. I'm not going to reorganize religion. I'm trying that. It didn't get it very far. You know that he actually canceled the tefillah Shmoneh Esrei because people were talking. Sure. And he recognized brilliantly that was never going to stop. Nothing you're going to do is going to turn a shul into a place for tefillah as long as there's time for chazaras hashatz. So he said, start chazaras hashatz right away. Whoever wants to daven will daven while the guy is davening alone. You'll daven with him, then there won't be time to talk all the time. It makes so much sense. And it was mitkabel. In other words, in his area, Cairo, where he was in Cairo at the time, nobody said a word about it. That's the way they started to do it. Didn't catch on all over, unfortunately. Anyway, some things really churn. Omer Rabbi Elazar, Ma'idach Siva Anakim Legagrotecha. When we're comparing now the Divrei Torah to necklaces that you wear with a little thing on it. When you wear a necklace, a guy wears a necklace, he wears a necklace loose. So it's sort of, it's like, you know, the Olympic medal, you know, they got to shake around on the chest. That's what an anak is. So, first of all, it's got to be loose. Sharaf ala tzavar. If you're tight, it ain't going to work for you. You have to be loose, you got to hang loose, you got to be able to respond to people loosely, not have your life all clearly defined, your relationships exactly the way you want them, and so on, just hang loose. Furthermore, you don't see, normally, when a person is wearing a shirt and he's got a necklace under it, you don't see the necklace. Once in a while, he'll lift up his head and you'll notice the necklace underneath his chin, and so on, but you normally don't see it. So too, a Talmud Chacham should be near Eve, no near Eve. He's rarely seen outside. He's got his own little Arba Amos, that's where he doesn't run around in the shirt and so on. So then Talmudom itkayim biyado. V'imlav in Talmudom itkayim biyado. They want everything to be your way, it's going to be tight. You're very tight about things, and you go about your business publicly. It doesn't work. So, referring over here to lechayayim, usually, or that which you are lo'e with, which is what you speak with. So it's ka'arugat abos, and we're darshan, yimesim adam atzmoka arugazo. The double meaning over here, arugat is you have a garden in which you have a row in which you've planted a sweet smelling thing. So first of all, arugat. And arugat, people walk over, shakol dashimba, and you make yourself also a type of person in which you're not going to sit there and be makbid on every little thing people walk over you, as we say in English. Dashimba, you let people walk over you, there's more intelligent things you have to worry about. And you're like a bosem, shakol mitbasminba, which everybody ends up now experiencing that bosem. And here too, you are malamed acherim, and they enjoy your Torah. Then tamadam itkayim, v'imlav ein tamadam itkayim. If you're not going to be willing to share that Torah, and you're not going to be willing to be mochel right now on the way you'd like to have things, you won't have it. The Omer Rabbi Elazar, ma'idichtiv, luchot even. Why is it that the Torah stresses the kichalotolo daberito, luchot even, tovim be'etzva Elohim? That's to tell, because that pasuk, remember, talks about the way in which people relate to Torah. Kichalato is that it has to be like a kala. In yodei adam shedvarav are chavivim, like a kala is chaviva. So what element of Torah do we relate to as luchot even? Here too, luchot, double meaning. Luchot is also reference to lichayav, which are your cheekbones, or the way that you speak. So if your lichayav are like an even, it's like it's made out of stone. She'inanim chet. No matter how much people walk over that stone, it's still there. And over here, you're still talking, you're still working, and you're not giving up, and you keep repeating, and you keep studying, and so on. Then tamadu mitkayim biyado. V'imlav ein tamadu mitkayim biyado. If you get tired, and you're not made out of steel, basically not made out of stone, it won't be miskayim. V'amar ablazim ma'idichtim. Why does it say in the luchot arishonim, charut ala luchot, that the meaning of charut is that it's deeply engraved and incised. It's like it's permanent. That's to tell me that those first luchot indeed were permanent. And in the Malim Mishtabu luchot arishonim, had we related to Torah through the luchot arishonim, instead of destroying them with the Maaseh Eidah, lo nishtakcha Torah miYisrael, that anything that we would have learned would have been permanently implanted there. There's a beautiful Meshech Chachma, a beautiful Meshech Chachma. He points out that in the luchot arishonim, it doesn't say in the list of losachva tzadecha. In the second description of the luchot, it says tzadecha. Says, what's the pshat? Because if Yisrael had maintained the relationship of the first luchot, so there never would have been a shikrata Torah, which means there never would have been a galut, which means there always would have been yovel, which means that your tzadeh would always have been closer to be yovel anyway, no matter what happens. We can't relate to tzadeh because that means you're going to be able to be taken by anybody else, by definition. Hashem came over the second luchot, no, you'll never have a yovel because you won't have Yisrael very strong. Revacher by Yaakov Amar, ein kol umav alashon shaletet ben, is another meaning to charut, because charut can be read as atikre charut, but this means is that you are free, and to be truly free, you cannot be under anyone's thumb, and there can't be a superpower telling you what it is that you're supposed to do and how it is that you're supposed to act. You maintain freedom of choice and of action. And therefore, we don't have that. It's because we don't have the luchos. Omre masam, I deceive umi midbar matana. Im meisim adam atzvoke midbar. If a person turns himself into the equivalent of a desert, the shakol dashimbo, that anybody can use as they want, and he's not marked on how it is that he's used or spoken about or walked over. So then, Talmudo mitkayim, then he gets the matana, his Torah is given to him now as a gift, and it's his. Mimlav in Talmudo mitkayim biyado. As a matter of fact, Rav Abreid Rav Yosef Barchama, Avli Milsa Rav Yosef, the Rav Yosef was very angry at Rav Abreid Rav Yosef Barchama. He had done something not nice that implied arrogance on his part, and Rav Yosef was makbid on him. So Kimata Malagim, the Kippur, and Erev Yom Kippur decided he's going to ask him for the chila, he's going to fias him. So Omar, he's going to fias him. Yeah, let me go, and we'll restore our relationship. Well, the Maisa Rav Yosef, of course, was blind, so he wouldn't have noted that Rav had walked in. And as Hashkei L'chshamei, he finds the valet of Rav Yosef is about to pour water into the wine to mix his wine, the komazik lekas. On Malay, so he told the butler, hold off a second, Havli, give it to me, let me take care of it. And I'll use this as my entree to him. Yeah. So he gave it to him. Yoivle. Mazge, and he poured the wine. Now, Hidetame, when Rav Yosef tasted the wine, he said, what? Dummy, I mizge le mizge the Rav Abreid Rav Yosef Bar Chama. This wine tastes like it was mixed by Rav Abreid Rav Yosef Bar Chama. Because he had a very, he knew precisely how it is that Rav Yosef wanted his wine. He's not good on how to mix it. Listen, let me tell you something. A Guinness served in the correct way is a completely different drink. And they actually reward your daughter, I think, is a world famous, at least in Yerushalayim. This is not funny. No, this is a version.
Somebody just came from England and Scotland and said hers is that.
Yeah, my kids also. They said that it's like unbelievable, really top quality. But the mizga makes all the difference. You got to know how to pour. So. Anyway, so this was the way that he got it. So if Rav Yosef had seen him or something like that, he goes, ah, not interested in talking to you. Because he drinks the wine, he's already into it. Hey, that's interesting. Somebody learned how to do this? He said, no, it's me. I'm here. Oh, you're here. That's very nice. So he wanted to give him a little bit of a message. And I mean, he recognized, obviously, he's here in order to make peace. But he said, let me ask you something. Don't sit down at the Mefarash Kali Hanikroi. Why don't you explain to me the meaning of the pasuk? My dechtivu mi midbar matana, mi matana nachliel, umi nachliel, bamot, ubi bamot agai. Strange pasuk. What is it being miramis to us? And he had to admit that the meaning of the pasuk is. And he said, this is what I know it means.
He's telling
him. Person, he's answering him, yes. Yes. Say it himself. If a person turns himself into a midbar shakol bashimbo, Torah nitlalo b'matana. So the Torah is given to him as a gift. Kivanchi nitlalo b'matana. Once it's given to him as a gift, then nachalo el. Then he becomes now his entire nachala. It's related to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shemar mimatana nachli el. Once that's the case, kivanchi nachalo el, alele gedulas. Then obviously he becomes now successful, becomes famous. Shemar nachli el b'mot. That's up on high. So now that you're on the stage, now you can get arrogant. He may gisli lo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mashpilo. You go from the stage into the abyss. Think about that, Rabbi. But, of course, he added in the last piece, which doesn't appear in the pasuk, and this is not what Rabbi Yosef had asked him about. He says, but note, and he continues on, note, however, there's another pasuk that says, Kol Gayina say, that every abyss will be raised on high. So what does that mean? Im Choserbo, if he does tshuva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Magbiyo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu lifts him back up. So in that message to Rav Yosef, he's saying, obviously I was chaser B, I'm here. You put me back up in my previous status, the way that I was before.
Why did you say it?
Mamota guy is in the pasuk, but Kol Gai Yinasei is not in the pasuk. Om Rav Huna, my dichtiv, what's the meaning of the pasuk that seems to relate the rawness of life? It says, Chayatcha. Yashvuva, tachin betovatcha la'ani Elohim. What's chayatcha? It's like an animal, like a chaya. Says the Gemara, indeed, that's what it means. It means im adam meisim atzmo kechayazo. A person turns himself into an animal. Shedoreset ve'ochelet. An animal tears at its prey and eats it. Doesn't sit there and put it in the fridge. Doesn't let it get stale. Eats. Uikri amrei erchaya shemisarachat ve'ochelet. The chaya doesn't go in for a shower before eating either. That's pretty smelly over there. Whatever it is, the situation. You know, if you got sand all over it, you take it the way it is. So too, Talmudo mitkayim biyado. This is true about a Talmud Chacham as well. Rashi says it can't mean literally because the Gemara is full of exhortations to a Talmud Chacham never to be a slob and to bedafka. So he can't be misarachat, and he's supposed to be very mocked happen on our yitz. Adarav, it says kol masniyai avu mavet, that somebody doesn't dress properly and doesn't act properly. It's just in terms of common hanhoges is masniyai. He makes a Kadosh Baruch Hu be hated in the eyes of people. Must refer, says Rashi, to Divrei Torah. In other words, somebody, you get a chance to learn something.
Figure, not literally.
Yeah, get a chance to learn something. So you're going to learn it. You'll say, okay, I'll chazer it in another year. At which point it's stale. You're no longer able to chazer. Now is the time to eat. You learned it, eat it, and get it straight now. Don't let it now become stale for you. And therefore the same thing is true over here. Look, you don't feel prepared. You don't know. It doesn't matter. You take advantage of an opportunity to learn that's come your way. And if not, im lav ein tamud mitkayim biyado v'imosekim HaKadosh Baruch Hu oselos u'da ba'atzmo. If he does this, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give him a prepared su'udah. And that's the end of the pasuk. Tachin betovatcha la'ani. You will prepare the meal in your tuva for one who is treating himself as an ani and hasn't been makpid on anything. He just did what he had to do. That's what God will give for you. Again, you're not makpid. If it needs food, so no, it means you're not makpid on having everything perfect. You just take what you can as you get it, and you don't spend a lot of time on your physical needs, and you get back to your work. If it's referring to the Divrei Torah, so it means even if the situation is not exactly right, you don't really understand what you're doing, you're only doing as well as you can, you take it the way it is, the way a chaya does. It doesn't sit there complaining about the meat not being exactly salted and so on. It eats what it gets. Why is it that we refer, of course this doesn't mean the fruit, it means the teina, the tree. Notzer teina, one who takes care of the tree, of the fig, will eat the fruit of the fig tree. So this is figuratively a reference to the Divrei Torah. See, it's chokhmah. Don't think it's so crazy, okay? It's not a silly... remember that the Eitz Hadas is called fig for that reason. Because of fago. So the Hebrew for fig that refers to the Eitz Hadas specifically, as I mentioned, is fag. Which is unripe. It's inappropriate. It's inappropriate for you at this point. But because of that, in English, we call fig. But in Achinami, das... In terms of the apple, it really shouldn't have been apple computer, it should have been fig computer. Remember, they got all mixed up with the Esrog and the apple, as Tosis points out. Right, look, it's so funny. It's certainly, it's a lot more exciting, I guess, to see a little apple and have an Esrog.
Steve Jobs, why didn't he see the other side? It's already stale, it's already
old. Yeah, but it's used both ways.
It's not in its time.
A premature infant is still called a pot. So, okay, Mamata, why do we in fact refer Divrei Torah to a Te'ina? Mata'ina zo, because Vansha Adam in Mashmejba, Motsebo Te'inim. The point is, what's unique about a Te'ina is that it does not have its fruit in one swoop, the way other trees do.
In one
swoop, one time. In other words, it has a very gradual, long period in which it constantly brings out new fruit. You can come every day, and you can find new Te'inim that have ripened. So, kozman shadam and mashmesh, but as long as you keep going back there and you feel around that tree, you're going to get more fruit. He's about to say about ta'anim. Afti great Torah, kozman shadam hogebehen. The more you feel around in there, the more you're going to find content. But say ben tam. You see that all the time.
You get things all summer long.
All summer long. And then the Torah is the same way. You think you've finished it up, and you look again, and oh my gosh, man, I just learned this, and I didn't even notice that. And this happens all the time.
Okay, sometimes you just think.
It's both, it's both. Hagiyat HaLev, and then it's Hagiyat HaPeh. To be hoge is to enunciate, but it also means to be thinking. Omer Shlobar Nachmeni, my dichtiv, ayelet ahavim v'ya'alat chen. Here we have a lot of mixed metaphors about what the Torah is. So first of all, it's an ayala, when it comes to, which is a swift hind animal. Ya'alat chen, the dadeha yiravucha, the breasts, obviously not the breasts of the ayala, it's the breasts now of Torah as a woman. Bechol eid will always give you something to drink. The ahavata tishke tamid, in her love you will always be maddened. So why is it, lamanim shmuti ve'tor ala ayelet? First of all, why do we use the ayala as a remes to Torah? Lomar lecha ma ayala rachmat sar v'chavivah bo ala kol sha'ah v'sha'ah k'sha'ah rishona. What's unique about the ayala, which we saw by Esther as well, is that the vagina of an ayala never expands. Therefore, the male always has a lot of fun with her because it always feels just like the first time. So it's always virginous, so to speak. Divrei Torah chavivah alondeh kol sha'ah v'sha'ah k'sha'ah rishona. Divrei Torah are also, you always feel like it's the first time. It's always a virgin. There's always something new that you've never seen before, and it's as if it's tremendous chavivut, and there's no there's no domesticity to the Torah. If there is, you're in big trouble. Furthermore, why do we compare? Oh, I'm sorry. The Ya'alat Chen means it's Ma'aleh Chen Alomdeha. Those who have that kind of relationship also have a sense of openness and charm that people sense. Why do we compare now Divrei Torah to the nipple? Because a tinok doesn't necessarily have to be feeding in order to find some taste of milk in a nipple. As a matter of fact, the more he attempts to nurse, the more milk is generated. So there's always this interrelationship, really, between the mashmesh, the same notion that we used before in the teina. Doesn't mean you're sucking with anything, it means you're just sort of feeling around. Same thing is true over here. A tinok is mashmesh. I always find chalav. After great Torah, because once Adam ogeben, let's say time, you always find some taste in the great Torah. The avata, tishge tamid. And tishge, as we saw, the Ravid, the Rambam discussed this according to the Ravid, it means a song, Shigayon David, you try to explain, or Tishkeh, in that you're just like a shogeh, upeti, you don't know what you're doing, you forget the other things in your life, it's the only thing you care about. Kigon Rebbe Lazar ben Pedat. I love Rebbe Lazar. Haya Yoshev Veosek B'Torah B'Shuk HaTachton Shal Tzipori. This was somebody.
In Barney's neighbor.
I've never heard that in a long time.
Can you describe it for us? The Tachton versus the Shukelion?
It's a very clear Shukelion. It's one level down from the top. It might still be the Shukelion because the story spreads like that.
Yeah. No.
But the archaeological assumption is that one is the Shukelion and one is the Shukelion.
We don't have that. We only have one. It's the lower city that's excavated.
Yeah.
It's magnificent.
Yeah. Yeah, I've been there. So what he would do is he would, he would have his businesses up. There was a very, very well-known person, but he would leave his jacket with his wallet and his credit cards. He would leave it up there to Shukelion, and he would just go run downstairs and learn over there with a bit, but the Midrashis were, and forget he'd even had his thing there. As a matter of fact, one time, remember Gizab ben Elazar, somebody wanted to walk off with his credit cards. Umatza bosraf, he found that Nochash was protecting him. He tried to stick your hand in there. This was an old Esalen thing, you put a Nochash in the...
I had this.
What maybe you had?
I envisioned that, speaking of the plenty, that he was sitting there and his cloak was all...
No, it's Shogabot Tami. Shogabot. This is crazy. He doesn't know what he's doing. He just forgets himself.
I would like to mention that the A in the Shirk Tzipori was mentioned.
What?
The A in the Shirk Tzipori with the Grodel of the was the Nesesh is on the way up to the site. That is so cool.
Tanevei Ravanan, Maidechti Rochvei Atonot Zichorot. What is it actually? What was Dvorah talking about? Rochvei Atonot Zichorot Yoshvei Almidin Olchei Al Derech Sichu. What is all of that? Well, Rochvei Atonot. People are driving around all the time. That's Tamei Chachomi. Shemalachim Meir LeIru MiBdina UMiBdina. They're always going from one place to another. Here. To go to this yeshiva for a while. This, as we saw before, that you're supposed to have as much input as possible and not learn all of your Torah in one spot. And then, and Tzichorot is the Lashkat Tzohar, shining. Sha'osino Tak Tzohorayim. They brighten the Torah, make it clear, as if it's midday. Yoshvei al midin, shedanin din emet lamito. The makpid on getting to the bottom of the din. The Holchei refers to Balei Mikra. So they have begun their path. Al Derech, in which there's a clear-cut description of a path and an approach, they're already Balei Mishnah. Sicha means they have what to talk about and they have their own input. That's Balei Talmud. And such people call Sichatan anything that they talk about, even Sicha, which is Dvar Metalim usually, is also Divrei Torah. Yeah, only Balei Talmud. What is the meaning of this strange passage? I don't understand. Lo Yacharoch Rimiyat Seido. Lo Yacharoch Rimiyat Seido. Is that a question? Is that a statement? A phony? Means a rimiya, somebody who takes his tzayid as a phony, won't singe the edges. So, lo yichye, v'lo yarich yamim. So what it means is, lo yichye, yacharoch, yichye, yarich. The ramai, that's a tzayad haramai. In other words, somebody who goes around is a phony. He actually learns a lot, but really doesn't care if he remembers them or not. Never chazers. He just reads them. He needs to be able to tell everybody, I finished chazers. Really? You remember anything? No. But I finished it, so that's important. So he's a phony. He's a ramai. He will not be yarich, yamin, the way the Torah, which we saw in Amud Aleph. In other words, kidei shetarichu chayecha, he told him as dafka, if you really are tishmurein b'vitnecha, you have to keep it inside of you. No, it's nothing to do with lishma. It has to do with whether you've learned it. Rav Sheshes Omar, Sayad Haramai Yachroch. The idea over here is a guy like that. They say, let's not call the Ramai. Let's call him an idiot. But if it's a Ramai, who's he going to fool? It's just he wants to get through a lot and do it quickly. That can't be the pshat. It must mean that a Ramai, in the sense of somebody who's clever, who knows what he's doing. So if he's sneaky about it, so then he will have lots of barbecue, meaning that what he gets, he can keep. So let's say he's catching a bird. You know, so a dumb guy puts the bird down and catches the next bird while the other bird flies away. But the Ramai, of course, he'll break the wings. So Kiyasuf Dimama Mashal at Sayachat Satsi Poli. So Imri Shon Rishon Mishaber Kanafav. You break the wings on the first bird, so then it's not going to escape. So then Mishtamer. Same thing, you have your Divrei Torah. You learn a little bit. Now you figure, what do I need the Chazir now for? I'll learn something else. But meanwhile, the other thing flies away. So you got to catch new birds. And the old birds have flown the coop. What you got to do is you got to break the wings. Meaning you take that Shmua and you really Chazir it and you learn it well. Then it becomes part of you. Now you can go on to the next bird. But it's so ridiculous to start thinking you've done a great job at catching birds when by the end of the day, nothing is left but the one bird that you're now holding. No, according to him, Ramai means Chacham. It's like an Aron Bedat. He's wise. He knows how to make sure that he gets things done properly. So a guy like that, good meter. Yachroch, he will have what to eat. There's no question about it. So in other words, according to him, we would be matmiya, lo yacharoch v'niyatsi. No. A guy who's Ramai is not going to end up barbecuing his cat. Sure he will. But he's the only guy that's going to barbecue his cat. So Mashal would say, Satsipurim, im rishon rishon mishaber knafav mishtamer, im la veno mishtamer. Omar Rav, Omar Rav, Schor, Omar Rav Huna. My dichtiv, what is the meaning also in the same vein? Hon mehevel yim'at. The koveitz hayad yarbet. If somebody tries to make a lot of money off of vanity, it's nothing. There's nothing, not much going to be there. But if he collects slowly in his piggy bank, he'll end up with a lot at the end of the day. See, Imo se adam torato chavilot chavilot. The guy is, he's got to get this, he's got to get that, and so on. But he's not really collecting in his piggy bank. So then mitmei, at the end he doesn't have it, he doesn't remember anything. Im lav, koveitz hayad, if he puts in a little bit at a time, and he learns it well, and he knows it, then yarbe. Omar Rava, yadi rabban alam yosa. Don't think that people don't know this. Everybody knows this. It's just too hard to do. V'avri Allah. They're just over on it because it's just, I don't know what I mean. When I can do another 20 daf, I should just like sit in chazer. So they're over on it. And Lamaisa, it's unfortunately one of these common wisdoms that never gets applied. So it's almost a cliche. And the Omar of Nachbar Yitzhu, I did it. I did it. And it worked. V'kayim b'yaday. I ended up really gaining a lot of Torah because I stood on my Yetzer and I chazer. Tan Rabban. Speaking of Chazar, Ketzat Seder Mishneh. When we first learned Torah from Moshe Rabbeinu and Mekabel the Torah on Har Sinai, how was this arranged? First of all, Moshe got his Seder with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When he finished learning with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so then Aaron came in. Nichlas Aaron. Very good question. Nichlas Aaron v'shana lo Moshe. So now Aaron walks in and Moshe teaches Aaron. Okay, teaches him his parents. Nistalek Aaron. Aaron now, instead of facing Moshe, now that he's finished his Seder, he now gets up, sits down on Moshe's left, because there's no one else here, so not right to have Moshe on the left and he'll sit on the right. Nichlas Ubana. Now the children of Aaron come in and Moshe teaches them too. Shana lahem Moshe pirka. They then get up from in front of him. Nistalku banav. And the way they sit is that Elazar sits to Moshe's right and Itamar sits at Aaron's left. Ravita says, no. Once you have other people, then Aaron's got to get up and sit to the right of Moshe, because now if there's three people or more, then the more chash of a person sits to the right. So why would Aaron remain on the left when that his children sitting on the side of Moshe? Doesn't make sense. So Aaron always goes to the right as soon as there's another person there. So he gets up and sits down on the right, and then the children sit down now to the left. Nichdesu zekenim. Now come in the zekenim, v'shanale and Moshe pirkan. Moshe teaches them. They then get up, istalkus kenim, nichdesu kol ha'am, and everybody else comes in, v'shanale and Moshe pirkan. Yes. Nimtzu, therefore, it turns out that Aaron has gotten this four times from Moshe, because he was there for his own Seder, for his children's Seder, for the Zekanim Seder, for Kol Yisrael's Seder. His children have only heard it from Moshe three times. The Zekanim have heard it twice, and everybody else has heard it once. Now, Moshe then leaves, and Aaron teaches everybody what he learned once. So now, Shanalem Aaron Pirko. So now they've got it, Kol Yisrael's got it twice, once from Moshe, once from Aaron. Aaron leaves, and then Shanalahu Banav Pirka. Now his children, who had been the second people to learn from Moshe, now they teach. Then Istalko Banav, now the Zekanim teach. Shanalahu Zekanim Pirka. Which means that everybody heard four times the Torah from someone. In other words, either Moshe, or through Moshe Aaron, or through Moshe Aaron Vanav, or through Moshe Aaron Vanav Zekanim. But the end result is you've learned a minimum of four times here. Mikan Omer Rabbi Eliezer, Chayav Adam, Shanot Talmidar, Ba'apami. This means that there has to be, because Kol Yisrael had to have it four times. That means that that you must teach over something at least four times. If Aaron, who was learning from Moshe, and Moshe had learned it from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I mean, that's a darn good chavrus, and he's as close as he can possibly get now to the mocker of the Talmud, and therefore it would really be something that he could relate to in situ. Nonetheless, he requires four. No, that's what they say. Yeah, that was before laning. That's something else that he had to prepare for himself. So if somebody learning from the man who learned it directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu requires this, and you're talking about Moshe Rabbeinu, you're talking about Aaron, I mean, these are not normal human beings. So Hediot, Bipe Hediot, I mean, Stam, a regular guy learns from a regular guy. Obviously, he needs four. Alachat Kama V'Kama, okay, Dayo Lavo Min Adin, but certainly four we can learn out. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Minayin Shechayav Adam L'Shanot Talmido Ad Shilamdenu. How do we know that you got to teach whatever, yeah, whatever it takes, you got to give. Shneamar, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe, Kitvu Lachem Et HaShira Hazot, V'Lamda Et B'nei Yisrael. Teach it to them. Uminayin Ad Shetei Sidura B'Fiyam. How do you know that? You have to make sure that he knows it. Shneamar Sima B'Fiyam. Stick it in their mouths. Uminayin Shechayav La'arot Lo Panim. And how do you know that you're mechuyev to explain it to him? And you can't just say, look, this is the way it is. There has to be a time in it. You can't just say, this is the sugya. This is how I was taught. What do I know? You have to explain to him. If he asks you, why does it say this? Why does it say that? It's because it says, Ve'ela Mishpin Rashin Tassim Lifnehem. This famous Rashi. You have to see to it that you're masbir lo panim, that he knows what it's all about. Why didn't just everybody come in and learn it from Moshe? This is a little bit more efficient. let everybody hear it directly from Moshe. No, k'dei lachlo kavod la'aron. You need, first of all, separate place that's given to Aaron, place that's given to Bana, place that's given to Zakenim, which is mashma, that kavod is a chelik of the limud. We say godol kavod o yosem mi limudo also. Halacha, because we're mafsik in order to, actual learning in order to recover that Torah. It's the only excuse for such a thing would be. But we're going to have a less efficient learning system. I would have had an opportunity to learn directly from Moshe, learn Bipi Agvura, so therefore, in order to give kavod to Aaron, I should give kavod to Aaron, since we did it. Unless the Seder HaMishnah demands that, and that's the only way that I'll be able to properly learn.
In general, Kavod Torah is part of Limud Torah. The idea of being Masik Limud Torah for Kavod Torah.
Yeah, I'm saying that we see that the Halacha, the actual Kavod, must be something about the nature of what the Torah is that you're going to be learning, and otherwise, what it is that you're learning won't be what you think it is. So that Kavod Torah itself is the essence of what Torah is, which is clear. And the more that a person takes seriously and understands the gravitas, Kavod, literally Kavod, of what it is that he's learning, then the more impact it has on him. And it's like, somebody who won't take a Rashi seriously. Will never understand the Pshat and Rashi. That doesn't really mean anything. Or they'll, take a chazal like it's something that they can talk about, agav. I don't know. Whatever. Some little bit. The more seriously you take something, the more you're able to discover in it all of its possibilities.
That's what
it
said.
What did he
know? He was in Europe, right? He can't really know
anything about it.
The only
cover
that came from
Europe
since they're all starting from scratch.
Veligmur mi Aaron, v'la'ayla Why is it that we have to do it? I mean, we could also just do it in one step. Why do we have now that you have to have Moshe Rabbeinu teaching everybody? Well, you could simply move it down each time, one step. There's Aaron gets it. Aaron teaches his children. Then they still stay there. Why did it have to be that everybody has to get it from Moshe first this four times? And then they can go after learning it Mibonah, because give it to Moshe. We want to expose people to Moshe as much as possible. Because Moshe Rabbeinu had learned Bipi Agvura, which makes a tremendous impact on one who's learning from him. So to have it now from a secondary source when you could be closer means that there's less reality to the Torah that you're learning. Omar Ma, Reb Yehuda Omar Li, Oilom Aaron Li Min Moshe Chozer. Let me ask you something. When Reb Yehuda says Aaron had to be sitting on the right, does that mean that the halacha that we're very familiar with, Gemara Hazal Tanya, the brayta that says that if you have three people walking down the street, the Rav has to be in the middle, the Gadol and his Talmidim goes to the right, and the lower one goes to his left? Apparently, that's only going according to Reb Yehuda, because according to Rabbanan, the Aaron remains on Moshe's left and doesn't go to the right. Aaron's children go to the right. So apparently, this is only Rabbanan Shita. No, says Limar, not so. It may well be, if you start off with three people, that everybody is Modi, you start off like this. The question is whether it makes sense to tell Aaron to get up now, take another seat on the right of Moshe, and to redo the seating arrangement. That's the question. What is greater kavod? So it's Rabbi Yehuda holds it's worth it for him to get up, but Enochinami, the Rabbanan are only saying, Mishum Tircha the Aaron. Aaron, stay for this next meeting. Rabbi Preda, Havilei Ahu Talmid, Rabbi Preda had a very problematic Talmud. Havilei Tanilei Arba Meazimli. He needed to teach him 400 times before he would ever understand anything. So he taught, would teach him every day 400 times. But at the end of that, Gomar, he finally got it straight. And one day he's in the middle of giving over to this Talmud, and Yuma Chad B'Yom HaMil to the Mitzvah, somebody runs in and says they need you for Chasana. Okay, he keeps teaching his Talmud. Tonale, he finishes his 400th time. He says, okay, now you finally got it straight. No. No Gomer, he didn't get it straight. Amalei, Aida Maishno, what's so special about today that you didn't get it straight? Amalei, I'll tell you the truth. Now, he shaited Amalei Lamar, he came to the mitzvah, Schoyle died. From the time they walked in, they said, they need you for the chasna, I couldn't concentrate. Because I keep thinking, I'm afraid you're going to be walking out. So, Kol Shaita, I mean, oh no, Hashta Koymar, I still get it straight. Hashta Koymar, he's going to be getting up any minute. And I couldn't concentrate. Amalei, so pray the system, okay, let's start over again. This time, concentrate. I'll be here till the end. Have that. You concentrate, and I'll teach it to you properly. So he taught it to him another 400 times. Very common. So Abasco comes out and says, I'm giving you a choice. You could either get 400 years added to your life, or tisku at vidor chalei amadasi. You can guarantee olam haba to you and your entire generation. Which one do you want? He said, I'll take the olam haba. This kind of a diary the olam adasi says, I could have spoken both. Tnula zubizu. Actually, Tosfos asks a very interesting question. Tosfos says, so why do we find that it says shalu talmidav is Rabbi Preda b'maya erach b'yamim? Yes, Rabbi Preda, how come you live so long? And he tells them all kinds of different things. So he says, miyamai work at mani adam lebet amidrash. I was always the first one in the bet.
Maybe before they
said. Oh, says first of all, I mean, nobody knew he was going to live 400 years, so they did it because he had asked for the olam haba. So they said to him, what? They figured, okay, it's a long life. It's only after you live 400 years that they realized that Akadosh Baruch Hu said, okay, give them both. But it was only ex post facto. Or it could be Hava HaGarma. In other words, he understood that it wasn't sufficient this. It must be that there was something that was being focused on that he should be given more life. He felt that was the point. Omra Chista, Pein Torah Niknet, El Besimanim. You've got to have ways in which you could be misamein the way the Gemara does to make these funny sentences and so on. And that way you have something in which you can remember, which restores the sugya to you, because it's actually number Sima Bifiyam. Read that Sima Bifiyam that we darshaned earlier to mean make sure they get it straight. Altikre Sima Ela Simona. So Rav Tachlifa, who had originally come from Eretz Yisrael, heard this drasha. When he went back to Eretz Yisrael, he said it to Rabbi Avu. Rabbi Avu says, ah, you guys in Bava get it from there? Oh. We get it directly without these drushas of Sima, Simonim. It's very process, spiritual process. The Pasuk says, Hatzivi Lach Tziyunim. So Hatzivi Lach Tziyunim means set up for yourself markers. Well, what are those markers? I mean, that's the meaning. Something that you can handle an idea with without having to go through the entire idea. So
it's the same thing at Tzion and
the Siyat Zimit? Yeah. I mean, Tzion is, you're besamein a kever with the Tzion. That's a, you know, I mean, one refers to the handle and one refers to the act of creating the handle. But and it also, I mean, in the same process, we have the similach tamrurim, from which comes the modern Hebrew word for a road sign. You know, a light, something that tells you how to proceed. You know, is it tamrur? So the same thing is true here. What you need to do is you need to iconize an idea so that you're able to latch onto it without a long, complicated review of it, and that way you can get much more information in the little space between your ears. So we get it straight from the pasuk. That means asu tzionim l'torah. How do you know tzion is a lashon of siman? Because it says beferish v'ra'a etzim adam uva'na etzo tzion. I mean, obviously they're trying to show you where not to become tamei. So you're placing a marker on the place where the etzem is. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Rabbi Eliezer is another pasuk. Emor lechochma achotiat. Tell chochma you are my sister. Umodala bina tikra. And bina should be your best friend, which means asay mudaim letorah. Make it something that is a way in which you have your approach. I see this. Remember the whole business. That should be mudah to you. That word restores the entire sugya to you. Rava says on the solution of mo'ed. Asay mo'adim letorah. What that means is there should be a specific time, 8:15 sharp for Daf Yomi. We watched what happened today. Vahayna the Yomar Avdimi. That was below the belt. And that's what Rav Avdimi says, that you can't make assumptions when it comes to the Torah. And there's all kinds of tricks. You got to resort to the most ridiculous kind of mnemonics, whatever it is, if that's what you're going to have to do. Because, I mean, that's the meaning of the pasuk. Ma kichtiv lo bashamayim, lo me'ev alayami. What does it mean? And there's lo bashamayim, the Torah is not up there in the sky. But so Moshe Rabbeinu is saying the Torah is not up there in the sky, meaning, I mean, obviously, there's not even a hava meaning you can get away without murdering the Torah. But I'm saying it's so easy. I mean, it's all by Shamayim, because, I mean, if it were, so then you could say, oh my God, it's so problematic to get up to the sky, and we've got to figure out how to build spaceships. You know, but you still have to do it. So whatever you got to do, you got to do. You would still have to go behavior. Okay, you're lucky. It's not that hard. But the point is, whatever it would take, that's what you would have to do. Somebody's got his head up there thinking he's so grand in the sky. You're not going to find Torah in that. Or a guy who's got to have everything spread out, all of his needs, is like the ocean. Rabbi Yochanan, lo b'shamayim, indeed, is loti matzei begasei aruach. Arrogant people can't have Torah. Lo me'ever layam means not for people who are jet setters. They're too busy jet setting. So loti matzei lo besachlanim velo betagarim. These are guys always off to the fair and always trying to find an angle. They're not going to be the people you'll find Torah in.
Play to the
nation.
Now's the time to read some of the Hazaris.